when it was born 10 years ago. This is actually, this year is our 10th year anniversary, and we have been swinging into profits for over 10 years right now. So today's presentation is about swing trading stocks and ETF and how I manage my day, literally trading only 10 minutes a day. All right, so let's begin. Before we continue, please pause if you're reviewing this as a recording, or please take 1 second to review the risk disclaimer. And basically what we're saying is that the information provided is for educational purpose only. If you guys want to get a hold of us, you can reach us at tradeoutloud.com, and our handle on social media is tradeoutloud. Whether you want to follow us on Twitter, on Facebook, or YouTube, or LinkedIn. On Twitter, I do post a lot of trading ideas before they happen. So if you want to give me a follow there, I'm going to show you an example and a trade idea for tomorrow. Okay, for those of you that do not know me and are here for the very first time, my name is Anka Metcalf, and I'm the CEO and founder of Trade Out Loud, which is a trading education firm that is specialized in educating individuals how to day trade and swing trade the futures and the equities market. My day structure is I day trade futures for about 2 hours a day. And for about 10 minutes, I manage my swing trades. I have been doing this professionally for about 17 years. And prior to becoming a professional independent trader, I come with 10 plus years in investment banking. I also run a swing trading service for stocks and ETFs since 2010. And not only that, but we have transparent performance from that time. So if you go to our website, you can find out more about that, and are actually going to show you where to find it. Also run a trading room for futures since 2017. And we do offer trading education for swing trading and day trading. We specialize in high velocity moves and with moves that are likely to happen very fast. And let's begin today's agenda. It's all about swing trading. So we're going to talk a little bit about what swing trading is. And is swing trading right for you? And what I like about swing trading, how to spot opportunities in any market. And we're going to go through a plethora of charts, and we're going to review some trades that I called on Sunday night. So swing trading is the easiest trading style to make money. Why do you guys think it's the easiest style to make money? Well, first of all, the decisions are based on higher time frames. The decisions are based whether they're on daily charts, weekly charts, monthly charts, depending on whether you're swing trading or even active investing. So you're having a very wide time frame for price reaction. Also, the support resistance spots on these particular time frames are more solid than the smaller time frames. So swing trading is actually the sweet spot between day trading and position trading. Position trading, we know that a lot of investors, institutions are specialized in position trading, and we know that day trading is dominated by high frequency trading computers. So therefore, swing trading is that sweet spot in between the two. It generates high probability trades, and it offers the best chances of success and the best return on investment. Swing trading positions will be held from 2 days to about a couple of weeks, or until the targets are met, or until a stop is reached. It focuses on higher time frames than day trading. So obviously the time frames that we are going to focus on are the 1 hour, the 4 hour, the daily, and the weekly charts. And of course, chart correlation comes very handy in understanding price structure. And also position trading, these are long-term trades. These are active investing trades, will be held from a few months to actually a few years. It focuses on higher time frames, and oftentimes investors will look for entries into the weekly, monthly, quarterly, and even on annual charts, depending on the time horizon. Swing trading and investing captures the portion of the swing from swing high to low, or from low to high. So everything is based on technical analysis. Swing trading is not about capturing the whole entire trend, but a portion of the trend. It is about finding the best possible entry opportunity and profiting from the stocks or ETFs. Momentum, up move or down move. Swing trading is a simple strategy where you enter a trade where the price breaks above a pullback reversal pattern or breaks above a range. The key is to know how to enter the upswings or the downswings by identifying the sweet spot. These are called rotations, or these are the strategy points, banking the profits before the market turns around. The elements of the trade, as with any trade, whether you're day trading, swing trading, investing, they all should have these common elements. The entry. The entry is the price where your capital is at risk. The stop protects your capital, protects your risking capital. Targets are set so you know exactly how to react into those spots. You trim into targets, you raise your stop into targets, you trail into targets. And of course, share sizing is very important because you need to have a defined amount that you're going to risk on every trade. So who is swing trading for? Well, first of all, swing trading is for traders with busy lifestyle and want to manage their own long-term money and their own trading accounts. It's also for part-time traders that do not want to sit all day in front of the computer. Swing trading is a wealth generation styles of trading, just like investing, because when you're swing trading, you're allocating a certain part of your account, of your budget, into trades, and you may not have access to that, to those specific funds for a period of time. All you need is about an average 10 minutes a day if you decide to swing trade, basically for position entries and to manage or raise your stops, since you will have, you know, some stops placed in a place in your trades, and they will act as an autopilot. So managing the swing trading account, even with a lot of positions that I have on, does not take more than about 10 minutes a day. And if we have enough time at the end of the presentation, I will show you that every week I usually engage into at least 10 to 15 trades every week. It is also a style that allows traders to work from home. So you have your money working for you, and it's the best thing to do, especially into quarantines, right? All right. So how to select winning stocks? Okay. This is the big question. How do I get my hands on a stock that it starts moving? Well, it starts with a lot of research, and it takes a proven strategy to select winning trades and investments. The stock needs to be fundamentally strong for the long-term trading. And that is for the next, even medium-term trading. That is in the next week or 2 weeks, or even in the next month, depending on your time horizon. So fundamentals should always also be in line with the technicals, right? So you need, when I trade, I look for fundamentally solid stocks. I also like to buy stocks that are on sale. What that means, on pullback. So I never buy into the highs. I never try to grab stocks into the very lows. And in fact, we just closed a huge quarter just the day ago, like yesterday. And you have seen the market activity. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the stocks, and in fact, the indices and the ETFs, the Qs, the SPYs, the diamonds, Russell, they were flying higher. And this is part of historic data. Why? Well, because this is known as the window dressing effect. And it's very easy. If you have been working for a hedge fund, or if you have been part of a hedge fund, or have had someone work for a hedge fund, would very easily tell you that you don't bottom pick within these 3 days, or in fact, into the prior week. All you have to do is look for really great opportunities for stocks that have been running and have been relatively strong within the quarter. You want to look for stocks that have had really impressive runs into the third quarter. You want to pick stocks like Square, like I have picked it on Sunday. You want to pick stocks like Walmart, right? These are really safe COVID stocks as well. So COVID stocks have had a really great performance throughout Q3 as well. So you want to look for something that is not only fundamentally strong into the end of the quarter, but you want to look for something that has been relatively strong throughout the whole entire period, and even through the pullback that we had in the market in the last 2 weeks. You're not going to go bottom hunting into the last 3 days, because institutions and portfolio managers, hedge fund managers, they're going to dump all of these stocks and they're going to jump into high flying stocks. It's part of window dressing their portfolio, because they want to look smart in front of their investors. They don't want to say, hey, we held stock like GE. And in the meantime, we have Square and PayPal. We had Nvidia that was running up. So they're ditching all those non-participants into the market, those lagging stocks. And what do you think is going to happen with those lagging stocks into the last 3 days or 4 days into the quarter? They're just going to get hammered some more and dumped. But guess what? There's good news. Once a new quarter begins, these stocks have the possibility of being bought from those lows, because these hedge fund managers, they're not going to forget about them. They're going to go back into them. So when is a good time to buy? When certain events happen in the market. These events create pullbacks, whether it's the black swan that we had from the COVID drop. So the pullbacks make share prices go lower to a level that becomes very appealing to the buyer. Very appealing, right? So I'm going to give you an example. When you go and buy a car, you go to the dealership and you're looking at the sticker price, right? Don't you want to go in and say, hey, what is the best deal they can give me, right? So you want a discount. You want a discount on everything that you're buying, right? Even when you go shopping, clothing shopping, right? You want to see some kind of a sale going on. You don't want to pay top price. So what are these events that we're talking about in the market? Well, if you're talking about really big events that marked the market, were obviously the year 2000, the dot-com bubble, been there, traded that. The 2008 financial crisis, been there, done that. 2016 election, been there, traded that. And the 2020 pandemic, been there, traded that. And were remarkable results. So if you know how to trade and what to look for, you can make a lot of money into the market. So basically, you're going to focus on companies that have thrived and survived over the years. This way, your portfolio will be safe. And it's also a great idea to be diversified. So when I pick my swing trades, which are relatively, you know, shorter in duration, between 2 days, 5 days, and perhaps even 2 weeks, I want to be diversified. I don't want to have all the eggs in one basket. So what I do is I actually look into NASDAQ and I pick some, let's say, semiconductors, or I pick one semiconductor stock. I pick a home builder stock. I pick, I don't know, an energy stock. I pick a stock from almost every sector. And I, in a relatively strong market, I like to go with the relevant trend. I don't want to go against the trend. So stay away from high-risk industries, you know, like airlines, hotel, biotechs. These are very risky. You could take short-term swings in them. You could day trade them, but not invest in them. You're always going to have some kind of event that will impact dramatically into these stocks. So basically, you got to follow the footprints and follow the cycles, right? So remember that there are four cycles to every market. There's that tentativeness stage where market is usually sideways. It's trying to pick a direction, or it's just after a prolonged downtrend and it's trying to rotate to the upside or the downside. And the other thing is that you're going to look to buy into phase two. Phase two is the ascending one, the one that breaks out. That's the one that you want to capture. That's the trend that you want to capture. And every single pullback into that specific trend, you're going to buy until it reaches a plateau. Usually, a lot of times, narrative does that for us. There is a news event, and that news event decides how we trade and how we are going to behave into that top or into that bottom. The narrative now is basically the stimulus. So you have seen the market that is continuing to push higher into the stimulus. And we have had pretty good price action. So we had a really relative good price action, despite the fact that, hey, Washington has not come out with the stimulus yet. But we have had the rotation that has happened. I'm going to show you how that looks on the charts. We have had the rotation that has happened onto the technical charts due to the price history, right? Price is repetition. And price tends to repeat at certain periods of the time. So institutional buying occurs during strong uptrends on technical pullbacks, areas of accumulation. They are seeing this as a gift. The buy zones provide really clear buy points that I'm going to show you a little bit later on. Now, the different types of stocks, we're not going to get really in depth into everything, but there are growth stocks, there are value stocks, there are income stocks, there are blue chip stocks, and there are penny stocks. And believe me, there are some pretty good penny stocks out there. there. I don't really, I'm not a big fan of penny stocks. But there are some also some really low value price stocks that are very appealing. Because guess what? The price of the stock doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether you want to trade Amazon or you want to trade a stock like EQT or you want to trade a stock like LNKCY, like we did, right? Which is a $3 stock. We picked it up at $2 and something. It ran today. It ran today like wildfire. It reached our target one into $3.30. Okay, so that's a $2 stock. So it really doesn't matter because the percentage is still there. Personally, I call these baby stocks, and the reality is, I love them because I can load up the portfolio with them. So when it comes to trading, no one has a crystal ball. Prior price action represents your crystal ball when you look at a technical chart. It's just work. It's 90% technical and about 10% fundamental. Why? Because you want to pay attention to these really good, solid stocks, the stocks that are not going to go bankrupt. Let me give you some examples here, okay? So these are some trades that we did, and we're going to get to the trades from today, okay? This is NVTA. This is an example, right? Like I said, the price doesn't really matter because the percentage is what matters. How much does it go up for us? What is the profit target for us? And like I said, I really love lower price points because I can take more shares and it's not going to have a big impact on my buying power. So I can be more diversified. So the entry here in this case is the breakout into the $18.80. It's the top of this whole entire range, right? So I'm buying the top of the whole entire range. I'm buying it on confirmation because I want the price to create evidence that is capable of taking these multi-week highs. And once it takes off the highs, it means that the price is ready to engage into the next target zone. So basically, we took this as a swing into the 1880. We had a stop into the $15. You can see it right under the pivot low, and we actually had a range. So this is a range breakout. The strategy is a range breakout. So if you bracket the highs and bracket the lows, you would see very easily that this is a breakout. After we got in, and there's an art in determining the entries, okay? But after we got in, guess what? The stock skyrocketed. So even if you're trading a stock, which is an $18 stock, you could still make a lot of money. So on 1,000 shares, on $11.20 move, this stock generated $11,000 for us. Here's another example, Facebook, okay? Our entry was 239, was a little bit into this spot right here. This is our entry, 239, where I'm holding my cursor. Our stop was below this range into the 220 zone. So you see this bottom here, really solid bottom. Okay. For us, this was a 6-point move. Now this is a bit higher price stock, right? But we still profited $6,000. So it really doesn't matter if you're trading a high flying, if you're trading a more expensive stock or if you're trading a lower price stock. It's a matter of looking to see how much profit you can pull out of it. Here's Apple. Apple is also a very generous stock, and we're in Apple again this week. Our entry in this pattern is right here at the pullback into the 10 EMA. So this is a classic pullback. The price got extended. You can see that the price caught a bubble of air into the 10 EMA, and we had like 1, 2, 3, 4 pullback. The next day, once we had the rotation process, we traded above this prior high. This was our entry, 345.70. This was our stop, the bottom of the pivot. And we had several targets in the overhead. And the target was 356, and we had other targets. But at the time when I created this slide, okay, we haven't had this high yet into the 356. So that was a $10 move. That's $10,000 with 1,000 shares. There's another stock, Home Depot. So look at the stock that I'm trading. I'm trading really solid stocks, stocks that are going to be around, okay? Stocks that are be around. Oh, and by the way, we're still in hurricane season. And guess what? These stocks are doing great in hurricane season. These stocks are also great in cornucopia trading. If you guys don't know what cornucopia trading is, it's a phenomenon that happens every year around Thanksgiving. We have Black Friday and we have Cyber Monday. What do you think happens there? It kickstarts the shopping season, right? For Christmas. So guess what? Home Depot, Lowe's, they're going to go higher. Retailers usually go higher. So you have to know how to pace your trading and when to engage into these stocks. I can't wait. Personally, I can't wait for window dressing this year. I think it's going to be phenomenal. retail, brick and mortar companies, they're going to be on watch. We're also going to have a big watch for online, right? Especially on Cyber Monday, Amazon, and all the retailers that are definitely, you know, have a huge presence online. What else is going to be on watch? Can you guys take a guess? What else is going to be on watch? Well, who's going to deliver all of these gifts that we're buying? FedEx, UPS, you got it. JBHT. So these are stocks, transporters, are going to be on watch again. So you have to know each how to trade basically each season. So before we continue to swing trade, I just want to bring up, you know, you know, some of the stocks that we are in. So you could take a look at the technical charts and see what we're trading this week. Okay. This is my list with all the stocks that I'm in, and all of these trades that you see here, and even actually more, they represent the trades that I have initiated on Sunday night. Yep, I place orders on Sunday night because I don't want to. I'm very busy on Mondays. I run a trading room, and I run a futures trading room, and I day trade for 2 hours. And guess what? For 2 hours, I'm very busy. So I'm already placing all my trades from Sunday. That's right. So we had a trade in the queues. This is our entry, 272.39. You can see it right here. See the line? This is exactly how we're sending it out, right? So 272.70. This is our entry right here. Look how much we are up right now. What do you think is going to happen to the queues? The Qs are, once they escape off of this resistance high, they're going to start flying higher. Not only that, they're going to reach this prior high, but we have alternate targets along the way, right? So we have our fibs along the way. Here's another stock that we called on Friday. On Sunday. This is CRM. CRM has, by the way, the pattern that we are trading is a weekly rotation. Look how beautiful this weekly rotation is, okay? And in fact, here's the entry, okay? This is our entry. It just engaged. So what do you think this is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen with this stock? We're going to look for a target back into the high. So what is this going to mean for us? Well, from the entry into the high, we're going to make about $36 on it. And it's going to average about 14% up. That's right. That's what we're looking for. Apple fully engaged from the weekly, had a very good price action. You could see it right here. We're looking to get it back into these highs. So we're looking for at least 20%. We're not looking for 1% or 2%. We're looking for a lot of move continuing further. TSM, this is another stock that was called, and this was called on the daily, okay? Now, as you can see, TSM is a range-bound stock. We got a little peek into the entry into the mid-range, and we may add above the range. We are already up into the stock, and you can see that once we initiate the trades, the stocks keep on flying because we're looking for high velocity zones for immediate triggers. So after we break out this range to the upside, we're going to keep a lot open for further investing into the stock. And we're going to look at these beautiful targets that we have overhead. Okay. So we're going to look. So after this high of 86, we're going to look for further targets into 89, into 90, and why not into the 92. These are going to be our last targets. The 92 is almost going to be our last target. Square is the gift that keeps on giving. Everybody should have it on their watch list. Even when we exit trades, we still have a secondary watch list, and we put the stocks that we have exited on that secondary watch. Because once a stock delivers and we make money on it, you don't forget about it. And you go back to the same stock. You just wait for the pullback to happen. And this is the range breakout that happened in Square. We took the trade at 158.98. And look at where it is right now. And again, it has a lot of room to the upside. We have targets all the way to $180. NLS, small stock, $17. So we have every price point in our charts. This was our entry. It was last week. This is the only one that we have from last week, $16 right here. Look at it where it's trading right now. It had a high of $18.28. Excel, what a beautiful stock. And it had actually a more beautiful, here's the daily. Okay. And it had a beautiful rotation on the daily. Look for a pullback. The pullback, it came into this inflection point. You see the cross of the 20 and the 50. 50, and it rotated. Look for the confirmation. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We had to wait 5 days, but after 5 days, it was all ours, right? $23. I mean, take a look at this beautiful move that we had. From our entry, we're already up over 3.87% from our entry. Walmart is also the gift that keeps on giving, okay? And we initiated this trade based on the weekly chart. So our entry is right here. This is our entry from the weekly rotation. And right now is, and this is the weekly. Let me go back to the daily, all right? Look how beautiful this is. It just went higher. Do you want to know how much it went higher from our entry? This is our entry. Oops, let me extend it here. We're up almost 4% on the stock. McDonald's also a very strong stock. We are break even right now. This was our entry, and you can see that price is just grinding into the spot. And again, another thing when you're trading, you have to have a lot of patience for pattern development. Don't cut them. If they don't violate your stop, you're still engaged into them. Okay, NIO is another stock that we're in, and we engaged into it again this Monday. Look at the beautiful move that this stock had, right? So you have to, there's an art in picking the trades. 21, almost 22% up for us for this week. Now, I'm going to bring a stop. I'm going to bring two stocks up. We are actually actively engaged in two stocks. We have shares in AMTD, TD Ameritrade, and we have shares in Schwab, okay? So we've been waiting for these patterns breakouts for about 2 to 3 weeks now. Finally happening. So our entry is into the 3850 zone, and the stock's already trading at $40, but we had to wait until the breakout occurred, okay? And now I'm going to bring you a big surprise. And this is EM. This is a stock. I posted it on Twitter. I'm going to show you the slide on Twitter in a second. But this is the new idea for tomorrow. The stock is already trading right now at $482.99. And the trigger was into the 482. So on any pullback into the 481.5, and where it is trading right now, guess what? This stock is going to go up. And we're looking for a profit target into these highs and even beyond these highs. Okay, you can see our risk levels is represented in red, and you can see our profit target. So we're going to risk about 4% to generate over 11% and more, okay? And more. All right, so let's go back to our slides. All right, here we go. And we're going to continue with when to enter trade. Focus on the cycle, the buy, the sell, the short, the pullback, and select the optimum entry that will generate the best reward. Entries are an early point within potential leading stocks consolidation or reversal from a correction pattern. A buy pocket that I just showed you, that rotation point represents a buy pocket or buy setup, is a continuation of a buy point for a leading stock that is already firmly formed in a very strong uptrend. This offers both a way to get onboard strong leaders later on their uptrends, as well as an extremely reliable and very powerful tool for adding to positions. So let's say a stock goes up and then it pulls back, but it never violates your low, and then you're getting another rotation. You add more, right? And oftentimes when you hit a target, you scale out, and then at the next rotation, you add back in. So you're playing pure price action, and that's how hedge funds are trading, okay? And we have this example right here. This is EM, the one that I have talked about, and I was sharing it with you guys earlier. This is a post that I made on Twitter at 1 p.m., and at 1 p.m. was not even near the trigger that I mentioned, not even near. So this is the kind of post that I make, and if you would like to follow me, my handle is Trade Out Loud. You would get a plethora of ideas like this before they happen. This is it. This is right here. You can see it. So we have the entry area, we have the stop area, and we have the profit area. The profit area, like I said, it's a little bit wider. Okay, now I'm going to give you a list of 10 best growth stocks for 2020. That should always be on your watch list, on your radar, okay? You're going to look for pullbacks into these stocks. And take a snapshot. These stocks are Amazon, Facebook, Google, FVRR, Work, Microsoft, ATVI, Walmart, Target, and Costco. Always have them on your watch list. If you don't have a hot list, if you don't have a watch list of stocks to watch, this is a start. And also, 10 high dividend stocks for you to watch closely if you want to hold them for a relatively longer period of time, or Remember that as we're getting closer to election, there are two things that can happen. Most of the time, price history shows us that the stocks tend to remain sideways 2 weeks before election. So if you're in a trade, that means that you're going to be a sitting duck in that trade. Because as long as you're not hitting targets and your stop is not being violated, you're still going to be into that stock. So what that tells you is that why don't I look for high dividend stocks, right? Stocks that pay you without having the price to move up or down. So whether you're losing money in the stock or you're making money in the stock, you're making additional income from your high dividend stocks. So when you're picking stocks, you have to be really wise. Okay, you got to pick stocks that have really strong technical patterns, stocks that are really solid fundamentally, and also stocks that are strong in dividends, right? That have really profitable dividends. Stocks like IBM and Home Depot, like CM, 3M, UPS, BMO, DUK, FedEx, this is my favorite stock, Verizon, or ETR. Most of these stocks pay a dollar or more, even if the stock is losing you money in the pattern. Evidence indicates that day trading too actively can be a major drag on performance over time. According to different studies, short-term traders generally achieve lower returns than swing traders and active investors. Research done at the Graduate School of Management at the University of California made this study and made it very evident that day trading, you have to be really good and you're not going to make as much money as you're making in swing trading. I'm both a day trader and a swing trader. I day trade futures for my income-producing style of trading to pay my bills and everything else. And I swing trade stocks for my wealth account, in my retirement account. And guess what? I'm making way more money in my retirement account than I'm making in my day trading. And I am really a five-star trader into my day trading. You can verify my performance on our website. Number one mistake in trading. The traders that only look for stock picks will always be part of 90% of traders that fail and lose money. Do you know what that is? Because they have no idea why you have selected the entry that you did and why selected the stop that you did. And what they're going to do is they're going to cheat on the stop. If the stock is not going to go 100% in the next 5 minutes, for them after the entry, they're going to become all jittery because they have no idea how to read the charts and they're going to exit the trades either with a loss or with break even. So you must dive much deeper in order to succeed. The biggest component is understanding the trades, and this generates confidence, and confidence creates winning trades. This is a skill that will last you a lifetime. Whether you're day trading or swing trading or active investing, you have to learn how it's done. Of course, you can learn by trial and error, but how much time do you really have? Can your account really sustain the time that you want to learn? Do not rely 100% on a service. Learn how to trade. And trade. Trading is a recession-proof skill. During the pandemic, we made so much money. It's ridiculous. I had traders today tell me in the trading room, we were day trading, we were talking about swing trading. Most of my traders are day trading and swing trading, obviously. And they were saying, like, this is so easy, it should be illegal. Because it is. We're just printing money. So make money while other individuals are still waiting for their stimulus checks or unemployment. Now, here are 10 ways to generate income. And the Q4 in 2020, starting today, let the chart do the talking and guide you through the trade and be very patient. Wait for the pattern to form. You have a pattern, you have a trade. You don't have a pattern, you don't have a trade. So why engage in the trade? A lot of time traders say, I don't have patience, I just have to jump in. That is lack of knowledge, 100%. Those traders are never gonna make it. Traders that are impatient, they're never gonna make it ever. So pay attention to the technicals, pay attention to rotation points, pay attention to pattern formation. You have to have the patience to wait for the pattern. And not only that, but the pattern is showing you the risk. So you have to wait for that strategy that you know to be applied to the chart that you're seeing in order to have a good entry, a good stop to determine the risk. Because if you have the entry, if you have the stop, then you can determine the risk and know how many shares you're going to risk for that trade. If you don't know that, if you're getting a stock on the fly and say, hey, my God, I'm just getting 1,000 shares here. And then the stock goes down $3, you go, oh my God, why did it do that? Okay, well, it did that because you didn't really calculate your risk level and you have been just taken to the cleaners. So select the proper time frames for each style. So first of all, have an honest discussion with yourself and say, hey, what kind of trader am I? Do I want to stick in front of the be stuck in front of the computer all day long? And do I really want to look at the charts 8 hours a day? Or do I want to have a life? Do I want to do something else with my life? And in trading, it's very important not to overthink, because the first instinct when you see a chart, it has to hit you in the head and say, man, that's a really good entry, or that's so sloppy. If you start overthinking and if you start, you know, kind of squinting at a screen, that's forcing a trade. Never do that. And also become a very good technical analyst. Technical analysis is number one. If you have been trading as long as I have, maybe 7 years ago or 8 years ago, if you would turn on CNBC, you would hear Cramer talking only about fundamentals, fundamentals, fundamentals. Guess what? Now it's only about technicals, technicals, technicals. Do you know why? Because of algorithms. High frequency trading computers. They cannot program them based on when the stimulus is coming out. No, they're programming them based on technical analysis. So keep it simple. Look for relative strength, weakness, go with the trend, and don't be stubborn. Here's my game plan. I zoom out to the biggest time frame of the technical image. I usually go far out to the quarterly charts, and then I slowly zoom in monthly, weekly, daily, and try to look for trades. I like to trade runner-ups into earnings. I do not hold swing trades into earnings, and unless you're doing some options, lottos. I zoom in on my chart, on my time frame, where the pattern is forming. Because sometimes you have patterns that are forming on the weekly, sometimes on the daily. So you have to be very flexible. It's just like day trading, right? There's a huge amount of day traders that when they're looking at charts, they go like, oh my God, I am just a two-minute trader. I am just trading the 2 minute. Those traders are never going to make it. Because patterns don't always form on the 2 minute. The same thing with swing trading. Patterns don't always form on the daily. Sometimes they form on the weekly. Sometimes they form on the week, on the daily. So establish your trading parameters before you engage into the trade so you don't have any emotions. Have a precise trailing plan in place. Know how you are going to react into targets, whether you're going to trim half or a quarter, or have a plan in place. Assess the odds of the risk and position size for your account level. So take a close look at your account if you're a swing trader right now, and look at the amount that you have in your account. You should not risk, especially if you're a beginner trader, you should never risk more than 1% per trade. And when you find out that 1% is for your account, you position size for that account. There are many calculators on the internet that are going to help you with that. Rules, environment, high risk, low risk. Determine the environment that you're trading. You're trading now still under the pandemic environment. So this is still high risk, high volatility. Also pay attention to the seasonality, like I mentioned before, right? We just closed a quarter. We have window dressing, right? So assess the seasonality. Also, earnings. In 2 weeks from now, we're going to begin earnings seasons. What do you think that's going to do to the market? Catalyst. And it's the catalyst that is going to go into election. Be diversified. Use limit orders. I never jump into trades. Follow the overall market and industry group. Pick your relative strength or weak stocks based on market. Okay, so based on market. So first of all, look at the market environment. Q, SPYs, Russell, right? Dow, and evaluate them. Are they strong? Are they weak? And based on their behavior, then you scan for your stocks and you make two lists, a strong list and a weak list. In a strong market environment, you're going to go for strong stocks. In a weak market environment, you're going to go for weak stocks. And of course, you need to do the multi-time frame alignment. Sync your time frames. Trading rules. Trade stocks that have relatively high volume. You want to be successful? Look for high volume. I've seen traders all the time trade stocks that have 200,000 shares, 27,000 shares. I'm like, what are you doing? I never get into a stock unless it trades 1.5 million average a day. I don't want any slippage. Trade stocks that have patterns of beating earnings. Look fundamentally strong and solid. Ideally, to trade stocks that are trading above the 20 or the 50 SMA. Look for confluence zones. These are overlapping key locations from multiple time frames, as they will generate more velocity. These are generating the velocity for price. That's why when you see that I'm getting in a stock, that's why it goes, right? Because I'm doing the math and I'm doing the studying. Sharp pivots have an increased risk of failure than rounded bottoms and consolidations is something else to look for. So here are some differences between successful traders and unsuccessful traders. Successful traders are educated. Unsuccessful traders, they're uneducated. They wing it. They ignore the risk. They say, oh, I'm going to risk 1,000 shares on this one. I'm going to risk $500 on this trade, $5,000 and $5,000 on the next trade. I'm going to risk $1,000 here and $200 here. You have to use the same risk amount. You're not educated. If you're not educated, if you don't have good fundamentals, you're never going to grow your account. And of course, uneducated traders repeat failures. They don't adapt and they believe in randomness. So every day is a surprise for them. Well, successful traders, they believe in accountability. They always adapt. They learn from their failures, mitigate risk, and they're really well prepared. And they do a lot of homework. And I know this is a word that not a lot of traders, you know, are happy to hear, but guess what? You want to be a swing trader? You have to do your work. You have to do your work. My work consists in about 8 hours, and I'm not kidding you, 8 hours every weekend, 4 hours on Saturday and 4 hours on Sunday. I study charts and I make my selection because I manually scan through over 6,000 stocks and I evaluate the conditions. Now, how can you turn 10 minutes of trading into a 5, 6, 7-figure income and trading account, depending on the size of account that you're starting with? First of all, you need to have the education. You need to know what you're going to be doing. Then you're going to fund the account, have a good trading plan that you're going to be applying. Do your homework. Never chase a trade. Have risk in mind and position size. Trail into targets. Always easier to trail into targets. Why? Because you're banked cash. Raise your stop to break-even points as soon as possible after you hit several targets, a couple of targets. Let your winners run and cut your losses. It's easier to recuperate a trade that has not worked for you using the same risk amount, right? Instead of using a random amount. And always be aware of market conditions. Okay, I don't have the results here, full results here, but I think I'm going to share with you this slide. So in March, our stocks had a generated percentage gain of 49%, over 49%, February 59, March 59, April 71, May 43, June 104. And I'm going to show you right now. So from June, we have traded July. This is July right here. These are all our trades. We have 55, almost 56% in July. In August, I think it's on my website. I did the math on the website. And by the way, this is where you can find us. Okay. So under swing trading stocks, you have education and stocks. And if you go here to the bottom right here, you can see our 2020 performance. And here it is. Okay. Here's everything. So March, April, you can see we haven't had, I haven't had a losing month. I don't even remember. Probably 15 years or something like that. Okay, so this is June. We don't have the total in June, but we have it there. July, okay, here's July. 50. I have to update these. 55.94% July, August. Wait for it. Look at August, guys. Look at August. 228%. How much would that be for your portfolio? Okay, and September, we still have tons. You can see it right here. All these bold stocks that you see here, they're still open. Okay, they're still open positions. So we're still capitalizing on the move. Okay, so here we go. If you have a desire to make trading work for you, and if you want to work smart, not hard, and if you want to change the pattern that you're in, we can work with you. And we can teach you how to trade, and you can learn the system A to Z, be focused, develop the skill set by following my trades. Develop healthy trading habits, mentoring you on your trading journey. So how do you achieve these results? Okay, so how do you achieve these results? And by the way, you could go through our portfolio, entire portfolio since 2010. We have an institutional grade trading system for the retail trader. I have been trading for a very long time. Don't forget, 10 plus years in investment banking before I decided to take trading on my own. So I know a thing or two about trading, I would say, right? So I'm not like coming into trading, blowing up two accounts, or three accounts coming back into the market. No, I don't come from retail trading. I come from institutional trading. So learn high odds patterns. Learn how to identify buying and selling pressure areas. Learn the power of multi-time frame alignment. Learn how to maximize profits and minimize losses. Learn to pick winning trades and learn how to scan and what to look for. A lot of times traders may know, you know, a little bit of technical analysis, what a buy is and how to place an entry or whatever, but they have no idea how to scan. Very few traders out there know how to really scan. We have classes for scanning. So we teach the Wealth Generation Swing Trading Act Investing course where you're going to learn to take the trades at the same time the institutions do. We're not going to follow institutions. We are institutions. We know where they get in and we're going to capitalize on those moves. That's why when you saw, I showed you exactly the trades that we're in right now, they start popping. Very seldom times has it happened that a trade has not participated immediately. Do we have losing trades? Yes. But the percentage is really small. Our win ratio for sharp trading is over 87 to 92%, depending on the month. So we're going to teach you how to trade like a hedge fund to identify precise entries and risk to the penny. So we teach the course where you're going to learn how to scan and select the winning trade, learn powerful patterns to generate above average gain, learn how and when to enter trades, how to position size and manage the trades into target. Do you have a plan in now? So what is your reaction when you hit your first target? Do you even know how to calculate a target? Do you know how to calculate a target for a stock that is hitting all-time highs? Well, institutional traders trade with predetermined targets and they have to have measured moves into the next target. So we're going to teach you on how to determine those targets for stocks and ETFs that are beyond all-time highs. Learn how to read the market internals and their role in the overall market. Learn how to maximize the gains and minimize the losses and learn to trade stress-free. Guess what? If you have a stock that is underwater and you forgot to place a stop or you simply didn't place a stop, we're going to teach you damage control. We're going to teach you damage control so you don't stress. Learn the institutional approach to trading and investing. We teach this course and included these courses are always live and we have a huge offer for you guys. Today, included with the course, we offer the on-demand recordings. Course is always live. Like I said, there's a 400-plus page manual. You are also going to get a winning platform layout. We offer you the risk sheet. We offer you a risk calculator, position size calculator, plus you get unlimited support. So swing trading, an active investing course, is basically part-time trading with full-time results without you having been chained in front of the computer. And yes, swing trading and active investing course is your superpower and it's super awesome. It is a 5-day course. We're going to teach you everything there is to know about swing trading and active investing. We're going to provide you access to all my trades, all the trades that I take in the portfolio. I'm going to teach you how to find them. And plus, the only way where you're going to earn while you're literally earning. And with the offer today, we're basically offering you that opportunity that by the time we start the course, you're already going to be making money and you have already made money. So the class curriculum is also on our website and you can review it there. So basically these are some of the things that we're teaching you. You can imagine it's a 5-day course and we're going to teach you not only that, but an additional 5 days. And this is again, live. And I'm not a believer in any kind of recording or books or DVDs. You have to learn it in class in a live market environment to see it in action. In this 5-day course, that is after you have completed the first 5-day course, you're going to learn in this trading incubator, order execution, how to put everything together, multi-time frame alignment, how to read the charts, identifying setups, creating a beginner's watch list, scale, and these are specialty courses that you see here. Scaling in and out of trades and how to do it technically. There is not one course on the market right now that teaches you this. There's not one course on the market that teaches you intelligent stops. There's not one course on the market that teaches you pyramid trading. There's not one course that teaches you damage control. There's not one course that is teaching you scanning. And plus, we're going to throw another bonus. You're going to have instant access in November into window dressing, January Fed, Santa Rally, Cornucopia Trading course, which is also live. So this is our offer. By the way, we have this course and this course is going to start next week on October 5th. However, we're sold out. We're full. So the next course, this is for next course and this is January 9th. We're only teaching this course four times a year. So we have opening for January 5th. We're totally sold out for next week. Totally sold out. And we are not even offering this. We're not even having this offer. So this is the swing trading and active investing course, January 9th through 10th, 2021. It's from 2 o'clock to 4 p.m. Don't schedule anything after 4 p.m. because we may go above 4 p.m. And we have three huge bonuses. We're including the Wealth Incubator, which is a $2,700. We sell it for $2,700 as a separate addition to those that have purchased the wealth generating course. We're giving that away for free. We have the second bonus access free access to the Stock Swing Trader program until December 2021. So all next year, January through December, and all next year, you have access. If you want to buy it, it's $2,390 on our website. And bonus number three, once you purchase the course, if you buy today or tomorrow or next week or in a month, you're going to have also three additional month access to the Stock Swing Trader, $600 value. The course is $6,997. The link, thank you so much, David, for posting it in the room, is tradeoutloudswingtrading.com. We are the top destination for all inclusive trading education plus live trading. So if you guys want to take advantage of it, the link is right there. David, so much. Thank you so much for having me here today. And this is a wrap. If you have any questions, feel free to email us at info@tradeoutloud.com for more information about the course, or if you want to talk to me about what you will receive and your goals for swing trading or active investing, you can email me at info@tradeoutloud. We can schedule a phone conversation if you would like to talk more about the course. Okay. So thank you so much, everyone. And hope you all have a great weekend ahead. Tomorrow's Friday, last day of the week. Thanks so much.